Varna Locha Thursday night. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Shiur tonight is starting Chayshim Ishbit, and one of the fundamental differences that we find between, let's say, Chayshim Ishbit and, to a large degree, Ibn Ezer, and between Or Chaim and Yeridaya, a person calls up with a shayla, calls up the rabbi, chicken, onions, blender, benyomo, not barnat. So the rabbi listens to the information and he gives a psak halacha. Everybody's happy, treif, kosher, everybody's happy. Then a person comes in to my office, to Shlomo's office, sorry. Starting Chayshim Ishbit, I have to be careful. Okay? Comes into the office and he says, I have a shayla, I'm buying a house, I looked at the house, there's a real estate agent here and there. He tells me a whole story. I said, he says, what's the din? I said, I don't know, I can't answer you because I have to hear what the other person has to say. It's impossible to answer you if I don't hear what the other person has to say. The nature of Chayshim Ishbit, and to a large degree Ibn Ezer, is that there's two people involved, and when there's two people involved, the Torah goes there in its wisdom, and that you're dealing with who wins. You're dealing with two litigants, and the question is who's right and who's wrong, who wins, who loses. And you can't approach it the same way that you approach an objective Bein Adam LaMokom Shaila, where it's a question of what the chicken is, and therefore that leads to so you say, what about all those shilas in the Tshuvas forum that they have a section on Chayshim Ishbit? I'm not 100% sure, but this I am 100% sure of, that they didn't write those Tshuvas to paskin a shayla and to be more what to do. Maybe there was no din Torah. They were just asked a shayla and asked what the din would be. Maybe the din Torah was over and the Dayanim sent in the shayla. But 1,000% that they didn't write those tshuvas to paskin a shayla between those two litigants, and they got a letter from one of the litigants and they paskin the shayla based on what that litigant says. That would be an issa d'oraisa, and it would be foolhardy, and also in addition to that foolhardy, because the picture always changes when you hear what the other person has to say. So this gives rise to the famous difference: when you paskin the chicken's treif, everybody's happy. And when you paskin a din Torah, so the guy that loses hates the dayan. A dayan that wants to be liked by more than 50% of the people that come to him for a din Torah is in the wrong business. So there's a question, why? What's the difference? So this is the psychological difference, that with a chicken, it's bedon lamokom, and you're from, and you're, it's like you want your chicken to be kosher, your tefillin to be kosher, so you want your chicken to be kosher. It's not benodom la chicken. It's ben adam lamakom, and you're a frum guy. You want your tefillin and your chicken to be kosher. In Mamonos, for some reason, people do not think of it that way, even though, objectively speaking, it is that way. That's why a dayan is called in the pasuk Elohim, because he represents Hashem, and he's deciding like where the money should go. But they look at it as, and halachically, it is in many ways a battle between two people, and they take it that way. So when one guy loses, the pshat is he doesn't look at it at the chicken's treif, although he should. I'll tell a story. I was a dayan for 15 years in Monsi on the Beis Din, and in all those years, Shlomo HaMelech says, Adam echad me'elef matzasi ve'isha b'chaleila lo matzasi. I could say in 15 years of sitting on Din Torah, Ish echad lo matzasi ve'isha b'chaleila matzasi. In all the years of Din Torahs, only once did a person lose a Din Torah and listen to the psak the next day and write a letter to the Beis Din thanking the Beis Din for being motzi la'or the din. It was a lady. It was taka a real estate shayla and paying the mei tivuch. It happens to be paying a real estate agent. So we paskin, she has to pay the real estate agent $15,000. She paid it the next day and wrote a beautiful note to the Beis Din. Thank you, because now it turns out I had money shalo kedin. I want to thank you very much. I don't want to have money shalo kedin, but that was the only time in 15 years that it happened.